From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At least two people are dead and 23 wounded after a pair of explosions near the finish line of the Boston Marathon today. We're covering this story throughout the program today, and right now we've got NPR's Adam Davidson on the line from Boston. Adam, you weren't running in the race today, but you've made your way toward the race course. What have you seen there?
Well, I'm at the Westin Hotel, which has become the command center. I'm actually looking across the room at Governor Deval Patrick. He's giving the first official statement. He's surrounded by federal, state, local officials. There's a lot of running around here, a lot of FBI agents, ATF agents, Boston Police, of course, fire department. This has become the command center, and it's a huge, huge presence. The closest I could get was about a block from where the bombs went off, and the police were very aggressively moving people away. There's a high level of panic, I would say. The police were saying they felt there was a high risk of another bomb, although I did not hear any evidence that there was another bomb.
Yes, Governor Patrick has spoken of this horrific event today in Boston. Two explosions, which I gather went off in rapid succession.
Yeah, I spoke to a volunteer security officer for the marathon, Timothy Quinlan. He said he was standing right next to the first explosion. He said his sense was about 10 or 12 seconds apart. He said it happened right where spectators were coming in to cheer on or watch the finish line. So there was a large blue barrier. He couldn't see. He was scanning the crowd, that was his job, but he couldn't see below waist level because of this blue barrier, and the explosion came from floor level behind the blue barrier, he said. So he said it would have been very easy for someone to leave a bag or any other thing. It was just not visible to security officials. He was very shaken up and said, yeah. It was a very gruesome scene.
Police are in the process of briefing the press in Boston, and I gather the two explosions were actually not at the same site. They were 50 to 100 yards apart where they actually...
that's what Timothy Quinlan said. He said one was right next to this blue barrier. The other was quite a ways away. The first one, he said, sounded like he was standing right next to a cannon. The other one was not quite so loud.
What are you hearing about other explosive devices in the area that have... there have been reports that others have been found. Police evidently detonated, or there was some detonation at the JFK library. Do you have anything that you can confirm about that?
All I can confirm is people did hear a third explosion. They said that a few minutes before the third explosion, police warned them that there would be an explosion, mm-hmm. Which made them think it was a controlled detonation. The folks I talked to had no idea if it was an actual bomb or simply a controlled detonation of something suspicious. There's bags everywhere, so it'd be very hard to figure out. There's just stuff everywhere. So it's hard to figure out what's safe and what is. Might be a roadside in Baghdad.
Well, obviously, we'll be following this throughout the evening. Adam Davidson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.
It's NPR's Adam Davidson speaking to us from Boston.